I see. We're live. This is Connections. I'm Rick Moore, along with Bill Newell, Josh Arnold, our producer and engineer, Bill Proposky. When the music runs long like that, it means I don't know what I'm doing. I haven't got stuff plugged in. Good morning, gentlemen.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Well, it's kind of a bleak St. Patrick's Day. I mean, there's bad news and then there's worse news, I guess. But it hasn't gotten worse with the virus, and that obviously is the main topic of the news around here. And Tom Brady announcing he has left the building. He is no longer a New England Patriot. He's gone. We can talk about that too, but I guess the first thing on our minds would be you know, what's going on locally. And Bill, I'd like to start it off with you, and then I know Josh has some things he'd like to mention as well. And I should remind everybody here in Connections that we're working remotely from our respective studios this morning. Dave Radigan will be a guest later on of Bill Newell's, and the mayor of Gloucester will be on, hopefully at around 10:30 she'll be on live. So Bill, why don't we start with you?
Well, yeah, I mean, I think that right now it's kind of beginning to sink into people. I was out and around on Monday. What's today? Just Tuesday already? Yeah, and it was around 10 in the morning, and I was surprised to see how light the traffic was. It was kind of like Sunday morning traffic at 10 a.m. on a Monday at 10 a.m., and then Marty Smith sent us a photo from Beverly, from the Beverly Depot, taken at about the same time yesterday. It's on our North Shore Today post, and the parking lot is not too full at the depot parking lot in Beverly. So it speaks to the fact that a lot of stuff is shut down, and it also speaks to our concerns for all the people that are now kind of not working because in the service industry, for example, restaurants, just to name one industry.
Yeah, I noticed the same thing in Gloucester. And Josh, you had an experience yesterday also?
Yeah, I had a medical appointment at the local hospital. And as I pulled in, there's a great big one of those signs that you see usually at the Rotary when it's beach season, and they're telling you which beaches are still open or whatever, and directing all the traffic to the rear of the building. And once I'm inside, there's three security people, you know, maybe 30 feet through the door, questioning everybody. Have you traveled? Where did you travel? What do you give? Any cold at all? You know, give any symptoms? Because I had a little bit of a cough, they put a label on me where I was to go in the thing for my appointment, that kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
And I noticed that they were unloading a bunch of the storage bins, the trailer truck size storage bins in the rear of the parking lot. So I'm not sure what that's for, but there obviously something's in motion. And there were some places that previously hadn't been fenced off that were fenced off with new fencing. So,
well, we'll have the mayor on later. I'll see if we can get something from her. And I was just thinking, guys, that We've had a smaller version of this here in New England with snowstorms and with blizzards. And I remember the change in culture after 9/11 when the airports reopened and people had to wait in long lines to be checked through and so on. And there were actually guys, National Guardsmen and people like that, and state police with machine guns in the building. And it didn't take too long for the public to adjust to that. And to me, I don't know what you think, Bill, but to me, the concern for me is that if we don't have a continuous supply of our daily comforts, meaning electricity, food, water, things like that, and I think from my personal perspective, I can stay away from people, you know, for as long as we need to, but I want to be able to get my groceries. Certainly want to be able to get toilet paper, and you know, I want to have my electricity. So I think that's my major concern. How do you look at it, Bill?
No, you know, obviously we're in a way we're very fortunate that we there have been hardships over the years where we do lose some things, but in this case here, you're right. I mean, the grocery stores are still open. They're adjusting. The pharmacies are still open, and so I mean, in that regard, there's plenty of food. We don't need to hoard, but we are. You know, it's just one of those things, and you know, I was just watching the television this morning. There was a woman, a medical worker. Well, she's a nurse actually, but she was on vacation, flew from Colorado to Hawaii, came back sick, and they thought maybe she got it while out in Hawaii, but she probably got it in Colorado. So she flew out. She was possibly contagious then, flew back, contagious. And, I mean, it does speak to the fact that, you know, that this is it's still pretty tricky, and, you know, you can probably be carrying it and not even know it. And that's why this separation or this quarantining or social distancing is so critical at this point.
You know, if you had a large craft, a battleship or a destroyer, and you're going at full tilt, whatever that is, 20, 30 knots or whatever, and you said, stop, how long would it take before it stopped? Okay, it would travel a few miles before it could actually come to a complete stop, and that's what's happening with all of our lives, with the economy and everything else. Even though they try to put brakes on and say, you know, these are the restrictions, there's no way to just stop the boat dead on right just by snapping your finger. There's everything's still in motion, and so you're going to have lines at airports. You're not going to have contingency plans that are foolproof or any of that. And that's what I think that's what we're going to deal with for the next week or so, maybe longer.
Well, that's a good analogy. The Earth is a spaceship, and spacecraft, when rockets are launched, for as long as the acceleration period is, if you're going to just orbit, if you're going to the moon, whatever it might be, for as long as that acceleration period is that you have the rockets on, that's how long you have to turn around and put them on to slow down. Same thing. You just can't stop. So that's a great analogy. Things are in motion. Bill, to your point, I know that I don't know if it was the Channel 5 medical director or if it was coming from the governor's office, but there was a doctor on yesterday who said something you just alluded to, and the fact that there is so little information about people who may be carrying it or who may have been affected or infected by the virus that isn't showing symptoms or may never show symptoms but can pass it on to someone else. And that's a great unknown as well, so I think we have to heed what the governor has installed here.
Well, I hope I don't have to come up with a metaphor like you guys did, but, you know, yeah. But whatever. But the, you know, the idea here is, the other piece here is that we're probably in this for a while, and I think the other piece is medically. I think our doctors are going to learn a lot about this virus in the next month or two. Not quite sure what that will be, but I think they're going to learn a lot about it, which will probably be helpful in the long run. And I've also heard people say that a lot of these viruses, you know, don't know if this is true with this one, so I'm not an immunologist, but warmer weather might help out, and hopefully we do see some warmer weather here in a...
Well, Friday is supposed to be unseasonably warm, maybe even hit 70 in some spots, so that will be nice. I thought it was interesting, a couple of takes that I had on it was they talked about how other countries have dealt with similar strains or similar issues. And while they spoke about South Korea having some success, they talked about some of their failures too, but they said they were, because of the cultural differences, some of the things that other countries have been able to do wouldn't work here. People aren't quite ready to give up those kinds of freedoms yet. So I found that interesting. And the other thing I thought was interesting is that we're still getting a barrage of misinformation floating out there about the decision makers and all of that. So the story about the New York Times had on, I think the Washington Post had it too, on attempt to buy a company by the United States to have to accelerate the vaccine process. But there were all kinds of spins on that aren't panning out. And you know, you need to step back a little bit and take a pause and work the crisis and not work the politics.
Well, my daughter was in Philadelphia at Drexel. She's in the biomedical engineering school, and she was positing last night that she and her BMEers are wondering why the university the biomed department isn't 3D printing these, what are they called, ventilator, not discs, but ventilator valves, because I guess there's a shortage of those. So she wants to mobilize the campus and say, let's get these things mass-produced right here and right now. Of course, you know, it takes government red tape years to get something like that on the market. But I think people, you know, I think there will be some good that comes from all of this eventually. And I think if people just follow the recommendations, we'll be okay. And as you mentioned, Bill, and where were you, around Nahant, or where were you yesterday?
Well, I was in Peabody and Danvers. When I was monitoring the traffic.
Yeah, right. And Gloucester was similar. I think the great experiment today will be interesting, where restaurants are transitioning over to takeouts, and many of them already have that capability, but I guess they have to do sort of like a curbside service, and so you'll probably have to go online or make a phone call and so on. But I think that's going to take some time to iron out the wrinkles, but I think that's probably not a bad thing as well, and at least it will keep some of the local economy going.
Yeah, I hope so. Again, there are so many industries that are going to get slaughtered by this. I don't think that's too strong of a word, but I'm not a cruise ship guy, but man, I would. But those guys have got to be suffering big time, huh? I mean,
yeah, the airlines also.
That industry is. In danger of becoming extinct, because there are just too many. Even before all of this, every time somebody got sick on one, there was widespread issues, and that will be one of the harder industries to come back from this when we get on the other side of it.
Still to come today, we'll be talking with Dave Radigan, a little lighter talk, I hope, and then also with the Gloucester Mayor, Safathia Romeo-Taken. We'll be talking with her live, if things work out well, at the bottom of the hour. And, Josh, were you telling me that somehow politics is involved in this? You got involved politically somehow in this?
Well, I was, because I do political consulting, I got a thing to fill out a survey yesterday about what was my role and how did I perceive that this was going to impact elections. And and while in some ways it's too early to say, some basics are, I mean, the things that I would always say is no replacement for that personal touch. People can't shake hands. People have to stay a certain distance. The tools or the mediums by which we reach out, listen, communicate, hear what other people have to say aren't all available anymore. And that's a big shift. And I can't get my arms around what it's going to do in the context of voter turnout. You get some primaries this day, and you had different things, and I didn't catch the last of what happened in Ohio, but I know that the governor and the state secretary had tried to go to court to stop the election,
or
postpone it.
Yeah,
and the judge said no, he didn't think that he could do that, but then it sounded like, I don't know, 1 o'clock in the morning, it sounded like they were going to cancel it anyway, or postpone it anyway, so I don't know what that came out as.
Yeah, I think you're right, Bill. That's been canceled.
It stopped, yeah.
I want to mention, if I could, Josh. This is, again, I allude to the storms that we've had, and you're told to check on your neighbor and so on. But the Salem Council on Aging has an interesting post up that I think we can read very quickly. It says, the Salem Council on Aging staff are working to identify and support older adults in Salem, and I think we could probably say all over the North Shore, who may be in need during this time. Other residents who may be at more risk have compromised health issues or do not have family support available should call the Social Services Department, this is in Salem, at 978-744-0924. And then the Are You OK program is a free program offered to Salem seniors age 60 and over or those residents living with a disability. Registered participants will receive a daily automated phone call to check on their well-being. If you'd like to opt into this service or to enroll an older parent or family member, call the Salem Social Services Department at 978-744-0924. To minimize older adults' exposure to the coronavirus, the Council on Aging in Salem is developing a volunteer list to assist seniors in need through a new pickup delivery service for groceries and other needed items. Community members who are interested in helping out should call 978-744-0924 or email Teresa Arnold, COA Director at tarnold@salem.com. A Cori check is required of all volunteers. That may take some time, I'm sure. Volunteers will be contacted as needed by the Council on Aging staff. So this is, you know, is strictly for Salem, but I'm sure that other communities are forming that same kind of thing, and you probably should check out your town or city website for more information.
Yeah, I had, of course, I knew that, but I had actually reached out to the people in Rotary at the district level and suggested that they encourage Rotary clubs to partner with Councils on Aging or the mayor or town administrator's office, whether it's a city or town, to see how Rotarians could be of help to people in those same circumstances. So we'll, and I think you're probably going to see that with not just Rotarians, but Kiwanians and other people stepping forward to try and help out and fill in some of those gaps.
Well, it is St. Patrick's Day, and we are going to attempt to make a phone call to a local restaurant or two to see if they have any corn, beef, and cabbage that we can pick up. So we're going to give it a shot. And, Bill, what are your plans for...
I'm going to hang tight today. So
I think that's wise.
Yep.
My stepdaughter is a nurse, and she chides me for not taking this seriously enough. And I can assure you I am taking this very seriously. Josh, what's going on?
I'm just doing what I can from the phone. And my business partner down in Stoneham and I talked yesterday, and because we do a lot of direct mail as part of this, the political work that we do, we're waiting to see what further restrictions are going to come down, but we're expecting that there'll be some mail options and delivery things that are imposed maybe with as soon as a week out, at the end of this week. You may see a stop of U.S. mail or certain areas where, as the president called it, hot spots, where some of that is slowed down or stopped. And again, the promotion. And people are worried about a lot of other things like everyday life, so getting into the sphere of politicking is going to take a back seat for a while.
There are many, many municipal offices, if not all municipal offices, that are closed. And again, you're going to have to go to your town or city website to see how to pay bills or to contact people. There are, I believe, a skeletal staff in each of these buildings. And as far as I know, banks are still open, but I wouldn't be surprised if they ended up closing also. Bill, any other thoughts?
No, I know we got to move along. We got Dave Radigan coming up, and the mayor. All ahead.
We do. We absolutely do. Except, I think. Well, let's see here. Dave is. We may have to postpone Dave till after this talk. I went a little long. I'm sorry about that. Josh, any final thoughts?
No, just everybody hang in there, and I'm sure that we'll pull through like every other crisis that we've had in this country. And the Americans always rise to the occasion, and there's no reason to think we won't do so now.
Well, I think the other thing is the fact that apparently the news coming out of China is better. It's slowed way down there, and that's where it first began. So, you know, we'll have to keep our hopes up. Guys, I appreciate it. Everybody stay safe, and we'll talk to you later.
Great. Got it. Yep.
All right, thanks. All right, that is Bill Newell along with Josh Arnold. And this is Connections here on MSO News Sports. Now, I have a bit of a conundrum because Dave is a recorded interview with Bill, and that's going to have to come up, I think, after we talk to the mayor. And right now, we've got a few more minutes here before we talk with Mayor Safathia Romeo Taken of Gloucester. We also are planning to talk with the Salem mayor on Thursday during Connections at the halfway mark of the program as well. And we'll check in and see, you know, what the take is in Salem. But again, obviously, I don't know that I would advise using common sense. I would have to go, you got to do more than use common sense. This is serious. I think people are taking the right attitude. I think the protections that we possibly have, the possible protections that we have are in place, and they're good if you follow them. And, you know, we're just kind of hope for the best here. All right, we will take a break, and then we come back. I'm not sure what we're going to do. There's a few more announcements I can mention here, and then we'll see if we can check in with the Gloucester mayor. This is Connections on MSO News Sports. I'm Rick Moore, again, along with Josh Arnold and Bill Newell, our producer and engineer, Bill Proposky. Could be talking with Tim Kearns if I can get a hold of him in a while. It is St. Patrick's Day, and we want to do a little bit of a version of the beer pod if we can. I'm not sure that's going to happen, but stay tuned. We'll see what happens.
This season, start with a winning mortgage rate from your hometown team. Whether you are thinking about buying a new home or condo or refinancing your existing one, our loan rates are among the lowest anywhere. Check out our full menu of rates and terms and apply online 24/7 at institutionforsavingsloans.com. Institutionforsavings.com, member FDIC, DIF, equal housing lender.
People come in, take a seat, you're really in for a treat at Sylvan Street. A great place to eat and drink and meet with family and friends at Sylvan Street. We treat you right, day or night, satisfy your appetite. Eat, drink, and chill at the Sylvan Street Grill.
Catch a game with friends, meet for lunch, cocktails after work, or a romantic dinner for two. Whatever you plan to do it at Sylvan Street Grill in Peabody and Salisbury. See you at Sylvan Street.
Eat, drink, and chill at the Sylvan Street Grill.
Harrington Trophy has been rewarding the North Shore for over 30 years with quality custom awards, screen printing, embroidery, and more. We pride our family-owned business on our exceptional customer service and quality products for the right price. Custom t-shirts, sweatshirts, warm-up suits, hats, along with the area's top trophies, plaques, glass awards, we are the one-stop shop for end-of-the-year banquets or advertising your small business through apparel. Come see us at Harrington Trophy, Chestnut Street, Lynn, or harringtontrophy.com.
The North Shore is listening to MSONewsSports.com and our great selection of podcasts.
Hey, this is Matt Williams from the Salem News. Make sure that you listen to our weekly high school sports podcast where you can get all the news and happenings in the North Shore high school sports and beyond with myself, Phil Stacey, Bill Newell, and Nick Giannino.
MSO News Sports, connecting you to the North Shore.
Excuse me, and this is Connections on MSO News Sports. And to reiterate, we have seen over ESPN, I believe it is, and other social media that Tom Brady has left New England via social media, and he is going to be playing somewhere else, if he's going to be playing. Didn't really say that he would be, so I'm kind of curious about that. But New England Patriots quarterback Tom Brady has apparently played his last game as a New England Patriot. The ESPN is reporting that he had goodbye to the Patriots on social media in a series of posts on Instagram. Tom Brady ended his 20-year run with the only NFL team he's ever known. Brady did not say which team he will sign with for the 2020 season, but he did indicate he was leaving. He officially hits the league's open market Wednesday, but could reach agreement with another team Tuesday when players and clubs can negotiate deals. A league source told ESPN's Adam Schefter that Brady has not yet made a decision on where he will play and will be exploring his options. Brady is quoted as writing, "Although my football journey will take place elsewhere, I appreciate everything that we have achieved and am grateful for our incredible team accomplishments." So, Brady, 42, leaves New England with 6 Super Bowl rings and 41 playoff starts since 2001. Brady has repeatedly said he wants to play until he's 45, but he and the Patriots could not come to an agreement on a contract extension last season. Patriots owner Robert Kraft, who deferred to coach Bill Belichick in negotiations, told NBC Sports he hoped Brady would play in New England or retire. Kraft, Belichick, and Brady have been widely seen as the three pillars of the Patriots' unprecedented run of success since 2001. Reached by ESPN's Mike Reese after Brady posted his message, Bob Kraft said, quote, "Tommy initiated contact last night and came over. We had a positive, respectful discussion. It's not the way I want it to end, but I want him to do what is in his best personal interest. After 20 years with us, he has earned that right. I love him like a son." Well, there you go. Brady's final pass as a Patriot will go down as a pick six by former teammate Logan Ryan of the Titans. Ugh, well, you're right. That's not the way we wanted that to end, is it? So there you go. That's the news on Brady from ESPN. Before we go to Gloucester Mayor Safatia Romeo Taken, the latest on the Gloucester.com website announces that, again, they're reiterating what Governor Baker has installed, and that is gatherings of any kind of more than 25 people at one time in one place are banned. All public and private schools in Massachusetts will close until at least Tuesday, April 7. All bars and restaurants will only be able to serve takeout customers. Given the rapidly changing circumstances surrounding COVID-19, Gloucester is taking unprecedented precautionary measures to limit person-to-person contact and to slow the spread of the virus. Beginning today, St. Patrick's Day, the following city buildings, City Hall, City Hall Annex, Cape Ann Veterans Services Office, and the Department of Public Works Administrative Offices will be closed to the public for at least the next 2 weeks. During this time, city offices will be minimally staffed to provide core municipal services. Departments will continue to be available by phone and email to respond to inquiries, manage online requests, and in some instances, arrange for appointments. There is an unavoidable need to conduct business in person with a city department. Individuals can call the respective department in advance to schedule an appointment. Residents may conduct many transactions online. Again, visit gloucester-ma.gov for more information there. You can do pay all most of your bills online. Police, safety, public, fire, and harbor master and public works will remain active and working during this time period. Trash and recycling pick services will remain on schedule. Let me see here. The mayor's office will be closed, the legal department closed, city clerk's office closed, and so on and so on. So that is the latest from the Gloucester website. The Rose Baker Senior Center also closed, and the library will be closed until at least Monday, April 6. So there'll be more updates on this, and of course the mayor also has the Code Red service available to her as things change. So that's the latest there. I again encourage you to go to your local website, your city website, your town website, and get whatever information you can, and to take this seriously. It is a pretty serious situation, needless to say. And we've said it many times. So this is Connections on MSO News Sports. Dave Radigan will be by later on with Bill Newell. We'll be chatting with the mayor of Gloucester, Safatia Romeo Taken, in a very short while. Again, if things go as they are supposed to. If not, then we'll turn it over to Bill and Dave a little beforehand. And then conference call with Bill and Josh, and we should be checking with the Salem mayor as well, Kim Driscoll, during that time period, again, halfway through the program. Okay, so let's take a break, and then hopefully we'll come back with the Gloucester mayor. You're listening to MSO News Sports. This is Connections on MSO. I'm Rick Moore, our producer and engineer, Bill Proposky. We'll be right back.
This season, start with a winning mortgage rate from your hometown team. Whether you are thinking about buying a new home or condo or refinancing your existing one, our loan rates are among the lowest anywhere. Check out our full menu of rates and terms and apply online 24/7 at institutionforsavingsloans.com. Institutionforsavings.com, member FDIC, DIF, equal housing lender.
Harrington Trophy has been rewarding the North Shore for over 30 years with quality custom awards, screen printing, embroidery, and more. We pride our family-owned business on our exceptional customer service and quality products for the right price. Custom t-shirts, sweatshirts, warm-up suits, hats, along with the area's top trophies, plaques, glass awards, we are the one-stop shop for end-of-the-year banquets or advertising your small business through apparel. Come see us at Harrington Trophy, Chestnut Street, Lynn, or harringtontrophy.com.
You'll love the Bradford Tavern in Rowley, as they feature a menu to please everyone. Start your meal with your choice from a dozen delicious appetizers. There are also soups and fresh salads. Dinner selections include burgers, sirloin tips, chicken parmesan, chicken piccata, and then there's seafood, clams, haddocks, salmon, lobsters, and fish tacos, plus a wide selection of sandwiches and wraps. Let the Bradford Tavern host your events or functions set in unique spaces. Open 6 days a week, Tuesday through Sunday. The Bradford Tavern, Route 133 Rowley, and bradfordtavern.com. The North Shore is listening to MSONewsSports.com and our great selection of podcasts.
Hi, this is Phil Stacey, Executive Sports Writer at the Salem News. Make sure to listen to our podcast every week with the sports writers from the Salem News, including Matt Williams, Nick Giannino, and myself.
MSO News Sports, connecting you to the North Shore.
All right, it is my great pleasure now to bring on the Gloucester Mayor, the Honorable Safathia Romeo Taken. Good morning, Madam Mayor.
Good morning. Good morning, everyone. Good morning. Happy St. Patrick's Day to...
Happy St. Patrick's Day and Viva San Giuseppe as well. It's
Yes, Viva San Giuseppe is Thursday.
Yep. Well, here we are. You have had numerous meetings. You've had numerous public announcements and roundtables and so on that have been local cable. You've had it on Good Morning Gloucester, and you're getting the information out daily through the website. And I have a couple of questions to ask about particular businesses, perhaps, but I'd like you to start us off with how are you looking at this thing here as we are this is really the first full day of the so-called lockdown.
Well, you know what? A lot of people already self-locked down. I mean, when I told, you know, before the governor, before, you know who.
Yeah. Okay.
well, anyways, because I knew this was really going to be intense. We're at the end of it. We're Rockport. We're at Gloucester. That's it, you know. And between both of us, we have three nursing homes. And with the five-mile radius, two is right next to each other. I've got six elderly complexes. I've got a PACE program. I've got senior care, senior center, day-by-day, methadone clinics, grace center, action shelter. Now, that's a lot for 30,000 people. And then never mind what Rockwood has, and plus our low income. You know what? I asked all facilities and all people before, a week prior. I already cut it down to 50, and then I said any more than 25, you're not allowed to have. And you know what? Everyone complied. I mean, the library, the senior center, yes, of course they have to, but the chamber right away canceled their event for tomorrow, another event they had, and everyone else was doing it. Cruiseport, Beauport, all the smaller ones, you know, they were changing. I mean, the Elks, everyone was complying. So we're very fortunate in Gloucester that at least we have that. I mean, some of the places that before they put this in, that no restaurants, like I call them, no fans, because how can you not dance? How can you not be close? Everyone so wants to go out. How can we not be on top of one another? And especially when you're all family and friends and, you know, you just want to, hey, but, you know, he says, okay, I'll cancel the band. What about the food? I said, well, you're going to have to open upstairs and downstairs if it's going to be more than 25. And he said, okay, I'll have to do that, you know. And it's just that everyone was willing. And, I mean, the frustration, believe me, is all there. We all said, oh, really, really? And I said, this is just the beginning. This is just the beginning. And like I said, since we were so ahead, I didn't have to right away shut my schools down, because the fact is I knew about the cleaning. I knew what was going on. I knew how far in advance we were from other communities that we were okay. What I wanted to do to make sure is that everything was in place for these children, especially, you know, open door had their food, you know, the food program, how we're going to service these kids, because some of them, that's the only meal they're going to get. And be real, we need to get it to them. And you know what, the government says, well, 50% has to be low income. We're not giving away children. I mean, give me a break. I've gotten emails that, you know, mom said, you know, I have five, we're five. I need some food. I really do. I don't think I have enough. And you know, panic. And you know, I still don't understand what the toilet paper thing is. And I really don't. And it's a joke around us all.
Yep.
But I have toilet paper at home, but I'm glad I always stock up and everything. I'm Italian. So when they said stock up, I looked at my food closet. I said, okay, check. You know, check. I mean, Italians, you look at our basements, we all have that. But when I went to the store yesterday to pick up my prescriptions, and there's no paper products or water products or anything else, and I don't understand. I understand the water. I understand everything. But the toilet paper, I love that. You know, I really do. I love the little memes that they're sending me, that the most funniest thing that someone sent me, toilet paper rolls, all different colors, and said, my Christmas list is done.
That's true.
I love the little Italian toilet paper roll that was all hand-knitted, and I love the one that's on the toilet that says, and you wanted me to throw away the missing socks. I was on the floor. You have to. Thank God I get these once in a while, because something. I send them off to everyone else too. I sent them off to Bruce and Margo because right now we are all stressed, and I'm trying to work on a with great therapist in Mental Health Line, because let me tell you something. If it gets worse and you can't get your medications or you can't speak to someone, how are they going to do it? I have a great team, and especially my Board of Health director, Karen Carroll. I mean, when everyone else was thinking about something else, I'm going like, okay, if my methadone clinic shuts, we have one of those, what's going to happen to that? If the Grace Center closes, where do we put the rest of them? Action Shelter, if they have to do stay in place, do you know that, you know, unfortunately, we have some homeless people who have an addiction, and that means everyone goes through withdrawal at one time. It's not going to happen. Mm-hmm. You know, we have to do something. So we found the hospital, you know, has been great. They've been working with us to get alternatives and things that we need to do, because I says, I not only need a quarantine, but I need a rehab quarantine. You know, it's difficult. So now I want to also do a mental health call-in service, because people are going to need it.
Well, I imagine that, you know, you'll be updating on the website and on your social media. And I should point out that if you go to her Twitter account or even Facebook, she has daily, if not hourly, reports on there, and we appreciate that. And you touched on it.
I know sometimes I put little stupid things because I get so aggravated. You know, when I was ready to put something and they said, well, you can't tell. And I got news, but I can't tell you. I mean, that's stupid. But what am I going to do? If you're on a conference call, I have three phones going at one time.
Yeah.
Then you have the governor who's supposed to be coming on, and then it was him coming on and saying, no, we got it under control. And then you have the governor saying that, you know, we're going to have to go under these restrictions and we're going to have to do this. And then you have the state of emergency, which most mayors are going to end up doing. But you have Marty Walsh saying this. I'm going like, okay, people. We all need to be on one page.
Well, I think the governor has helped do that, at least what we've seen publicly. And the thing is, if we still have grocery deliveries to the supermarkets, if we still have the pharmacies open and the gas stations open, then and electricity, then you know we can hang in our houses for a while.
Yeah, you know what? I like the joke that goes around. They sent our grandparents to war. You can't sit on the couch.
That's right. That's right. Nope. That's correct.
Like, no, we can't talk to each other, FaceTime each other. Come on. You know what? It's hard because it's not that, you know what? I'll tell you something, Rick. It's not that just staying home. It's no income coming in. Okay? There's absolutely no income coming in. So that's the frustration. It's not sitting home, because if everyone was getting a paycheck, everyone wants to sit home. If I'm not working today, there goes my tip. There goes my income. How am I going to? It's not. That's the frustration. Now, everyone can say, and we can joke, stay home. If you're getting paid, yeah, you're all laughing about it. But not someone who's working their ass off, and now all of a sudden, they cannot get any income. Unemployment, well, they have to see. You know, I mean, everyone, I try to go online for my daughter, and it took me an hour and a half. You know?
Yeah, and this is something that this is something that the leadership at the top has lacked. There's no preparation for this, and you're right. I mean, people who have an hourly wage or have to go work day to day, they're hurting. And I remember a long time ago, Madam Mayor.
Don't get me aggravated, Rick, when someone says, "Well, you should have been thinking about a rainy day." You know what, honey? It's been pouring.
Yeah.
The economy changed now, but everyone who works on a day to day basis, you know what? I'm sorry, I was on the outside world. When you live from paycheck to paycheck and you try to save, oh, I'm going to go on vacation, something always happens that you got to take out. Take a foot forward and five back. You know what? No. You can't say to someone, save for 3 months, because if you can save for 3 months, then shut your mouth, get the hell off of Facebook, and mind your damn business.
So,
because when they say that to people who live day by day, that's wrong. Or businesses that are going to close, that they see in their employees cry because they know they can't pay them, and then not for nothing. I'm still taxing people. I still have to do everything that we have to do. Mm-hmm. And you know what? What are we going to do? And you know what? We know people are not going to pay. We know what's happening. But the fact is, the government needs to step up. And you know what? It's the federal government. Because I'll tell you something right now. This state is the way it is right now because the administration we have, they've been awesome. Everyone else has been running for friggin' president. Give me a break, people. Okay? I need... And I seem aggravated because I am, because I have to look at these faces. I'm crying emotionally because I got to look at my friends and say, you know what? It's going to be another week.
Is there a connection, Madam Mayor, between your office and the governor's? Are they sending out information to you?
Every day. We are so lucky. We have, you know, Batman and Robin or Catwoman, whatever you want to say, I don't care. But the fact is, Bruce Tarr, Ann Margaret, Polito and Baker, Seth Moulton's been calling me, Amaki, but let me tell you something. I've been on Texas with Seth daily.
Mm-hmm.
Lieutenant Governor, I got to tell you something. You know what? She's my favorite hero right now. She's my favorite hero. I send her an email, boom. I send her a text, boom. No matter what. And then she calls me, how you doing? Because your text sounded stressed. You know what? That, I'm very fortunate to have that kind of relationship. And I know same thing with other mayors. We've been, you know, Kim Driscoll, Tom McGee, Dan Rivera, you know, Joe, he set up all these conference calls. We're all in the same place. We all have small businesses. We live in Massachusetts. You know, my town alone, mine and Rockford are all small businesses.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we have artists that, you know, no one's going to buy. Even if when this is over, even when this is over, we have tourism coming in. It's going to be, hold on to your income because the fact is, you're afraid, you're backdated, you know, you owe all this rent, you owe all these utilities. We may not be shutting off the utilities, but didn't say we're not going to add it.
Right.
You know what I mean? So it's going to affect us for a long time.
Well,
I think it's going to affect the economy for a long time.
The whole world needs to take a breath, and I know a long time ago there was a freeze on wages and so on, and maybe some kind of a freeze will take place. But, Madam Mayor, I know that you're working so hard to figure this out, and I congratulate you on again, being ahead of the curve. I saw what the owner of Rumline wrote, the Rumline restaurant, and I think there are a lot of people in the city who agree with you. And, you know, if we can help you in any way get the information out, please let us know.
Well, make sure they understand the web pages. Make sure they understand the small businesses. Make sure that what's happening there. And like I said, you know, it's kind of hard because we have like AB. I'm going to just throw it out. No one get offensive if I didn't name theirs, whatever. It used to be Home Health Aid to Action, but now it's ABC, whatever it is. But, you know, when the government says small business loans for 50 people or lesser, well, if you have 100 part-time people, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
We have to figure out too, and our home health aides, we got to figure out them too. You know what? It's hard. It's like our seniors are being left alone, and not because we want them to, but we have to check up on them and which we're doing. And we're so lucky. I can't even tell you how lucky we are to live in Gloucester. I'm seeing this as Open Door brings in trailers and trucks and asks for people, and we're, don't worry, we'll do food, we'll bag them. You know, we'll get them the food. Senior care, have protocols, the senior center. You know what? I am so proud. I am so lucky. I feel like, like I tell everyone, I just want to shut the birds and leave us isolated and let us continue ourselves. And then pretty soon we'll be able to dance in the streets. The economy won't change, but our health will and mentally we will, because, you know what? We are so special in Gloucester. We really are. We have a community. Yes, other people who love to complain, they're never going to be happy. Absolutely. But let me tell you something. 95% of these people, let me tell you something. God bless you all, and I am so proud. I get emotional to be your mayor. I really am, because this is the time when you need the strength. And I'm going to be strong, but I get emotional because I love them all. It's just amazing in the community we live in. It really is. It's just amazing. Everyone pulling out, everyone, you know, put everyone else first. That's the best thing. That's what a mayor wants to see their whole life. It's like, you know what, I can get to a job. That's not it. It's the way you handle yourselves in these kinds of crises that we are so fortunate to live in this community.
And it's going to get better, Madam Mayor. Please, stay safe. You know.
Oh, definitely. It's going to get better. It has to get worse a little bit first, because I'm going to be honest with you. We have to test these people. And I'm sure that's why we say, people, if you're feeling any kind of symptoms, stay home. Because, you know what, I have already sent out an alarming email to Baker, Polito, to Warren, to Maki, to Seth, and saying, you know what, even on Twitter, where are the testing kits?
Mm-hmm.
People, we need those. Once we have those, then I think reassurance from people, if someone has allergies, we'll believe them. But I'm telling you, when someone says, I have an allergy, no, you don't. You know, if that's what it is, we're panicking because we don't know. Once we start doing that and we start moving forward, I think, you know what, I really do. I think by summer, we'll be able to pull. But the economy is going to be a little tight. It's going to be a little tight because we have to make up for what we lost. And it's going to be difficult for some homes. So I'm asking landlords, please, be patient. Let's see what we can do. Let's see what the federal government's going to send for help. We ask them right now, please send some action energy money this way. And so people can at least get some, you know, their electrics and heats and keep continue that. Find out what we can do for housing, for, you know, all of them on a housing, but find out what we can do. Because even Section 8 people, I know they say, well, they only have to pay 30%. If they're not working, they don't have it.
Right.
You know what I mean? Even that, even the government, I'm telling you, everyone is affected. It's not just, oh, well, she has Section 8. Well, let me tell you, that 30%, if she's not working, she don't have it either. Or he don't have it. Let me tell you something. Calm down, everyone. We'll see what we can do together. But I really have faith. Right now, not in Washington, but I have faith in our state. I really do.
I do too, Madam Mayor, and I appreciate your taking the time to know. I know how busy you are, and I'll try to contact.
I'm going to make sure Main Street's closed. I need my last espresso, and then off I go.
All right, Safathia. Have a great week. Stay safe.
Yep, keep up. Anytime you need any information, just give me a buzz.
You're very kind. Thank you, Madam Mayor. Take care.
Thank you. Have a good day. Be safe.
Yeah, I will. Thank you. Bye-bye. That is Gloucester Mayor Safathia Romeo Taken, and as you can tell, she's very, very passionate about the citizens of this region and the state. And not going to find a harder worker than that, I will tell you that. That I can say. Okay, we need to take a break, and then we'll come back with Bill Newell talking with Dave Radigan. This is Connections on MSONewsSports.com.
This season, start with a winning mortgage rate from your hometown team. Whether you are thinking about buying a new home or condo or refinancing your existing one, our loan rates are among the lowest anywhere. Check out our full menu of rates and terms and apply online 24/7 at institutionforsavingsloans.com. Institutionforsavings.com, member FDIC, DIF, equal housing lender.
Dave Radigan is joining us now on Connections Now, and Dave, happy St. Patrick's Day to you.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much, Bill. I'm going to be celebrating alone in my condo. I will be celebrating like all good Irishmen.
No, I know. It's going to be weird. I know traffic is down, schools are closed, businesses are closed, people are working from home. You know, for a comedian like yourself, Dave, as well as an educator, but as a comedian, how do you work from home?
Yeah, well, basically you don't. I mean, you can, you know, this is the chance for you all to write that great American novel / great American sitcom / great movie script that you've been telling us about for the last 20 years. But in terms of work, there is just no work for comedians right now. And I lost 10 shows last week, and then the governor announced that, you know, nothing's going to go on until the April 17th, so I lost the rest of them. And this is our busy season. I mean, March and April, there are a lot of fundraisers, there are a lot of comedy shows, and a lot of people are losing a lot of money, not just the comedians, but groups like, we do Barnstable High School, we do a celebration for them. It's at the end of the year when the graduation comes in, and they keep the kids for the overnight, and they take them all out for the various activities and the overnight thing, and they have a big party. And it's funny because it's like, well, we're losing that show. And I said, well, you know, we're going to postpone, or we're going to postpone because we can postpone this thing. And the point that was made to me is there might not be a graduation this year. So it's really, really changed the reality, I think, for most people who live in the United States, and certainly everybody probably who lives around here, unless you're an agoraphobic, in which case it's like, finally, the rest of the world sees it the way I do.
No, you're right, Dave. And I think that, you know, a lot of us were taking in the news last week as it was coming at us fast and furious. And then the governor Sunday night announced the closing of restaurants on St. Patrick's Day. I mean, you know, beginning, you know, today and so on. And with the ability to have takeout food and so on.
Right. It's almost like watching one of those poker games where, like in the movies, where the two rivals are across the table, and you know, we're gonna shut down all schools until, we're gonna shut down all schools until April 3rd, and then you know, the other one slides it across the table and he says, "I'll do you one better. I'm gonna cancel the sports season, and I'm gonna cancel March Madness, and then it's like we're gonna cancel till April 17th." And then today I just saw on my, I went to the UMass Lowell website, and I saw that I'm teaching online not till the end of the month, but in fact till the end of the school year. I'll be teaching online, and a lot of other teachers will. So you've got athletes losing their season, people losing March Madness. Think about all the men. I shouldn't say men. I shouldn't be gender specific, but think about all the sports fans who can't watch. They're stuck in their houses. They can't watch sports. They're going to have nothing to do but to talk to their families, and it's just going to be miserable for them for the next several weeks.
Yeah, my wife read something. It must have been on Facebook. One of those posts, prepared posts. I'm thinking is a guy says, "Hey, no sports again today." Who is this woman sitting next to me? She's very nice. Oh, it's my wife.
I saw that one too. It's pretty funny. And the good thing is that we're in a different world now. You know, when 10 years ago, or certainly when we were kids. We would have had a much different response to this. We certainly wouldn't have the access we have to all of the experts on Facebook. I mean, they're amazing. I mean, they went from being political experts to medical experts, and now they're financial experts, and they're explaining what's going to happen with the market, which is great because I actually talked to my financial advisor, and I don't have to cry.
Well, we're not making light of this. We understand the gravity of it, the seriousness of it. As now, unlike before, no, but we are. But I mean, at some point, with everything, people, you know, I've got to lighten up a little bit and just do the social distancing. You know, speaking of these Facebook posts or whatever, this was on Twitter, but basically, it has Belichick coming out of the tunnel, out onto the field for the Patriots game. And there are fans leaning over, looking for him to high-five them or give them a hand slap as he walks out. And instead, he's focused on just looking straight ahead. We're on to the field. That's all we're doing. And the caption is, this man has been social distancing for decades.
He has been.
You know, Belichick won't have to change a thing in his life when you think about it.
No, he won't. Well, this is the thing, too. I mean, and this is the... At a time like this, and yes, we're making fun, we're whistling past the graveyard to a certain extent, yeah. As we were when we talked about this a couple of weeks ago. I mean, there's only so much you can do. I mean, I looked at the paper today, 155,000 cases worldwide in 100 different countries. From a public health standpoint, that's not a lot. And the 5,800 deaths, that's a little concerning given the percentages. But you know that the reporting at this point is not clear, probably not as thorough as they'd like. There are plenty of people who've recovered from this. It doesn't look good. I mean, I keep hearing it's over 70, and I think, oh, that's good. I just won't see mom for a couple of weeks. And then all of a sudden it's like, well, now it's over 60, now it's over 50. And I guess the good news is that if you're a kid and you're a healthy child, you're probably, and you contracted, you're probably going to get better. But, not so good for other people. And this is the way that a pandemic starts frequently, where usually it's the very old and the very young and the immune system compromised who go. And then it kind of, sometimes it gets a lot worse, and hopefully this won't get any worse. Hopefully these measures will stem the tide, and maybe they'll even at some point say, well, you can go back to your classrooms now, or you can go back to, you can open on April 10th instead of April 17th or something like that. I mean, we've got to hope for the best, but in the meantime, it's going to change the way we live. I mean, there might be people who might even read a book, although they can't go to the library for it because now the library's closed.
No, you're right. It's funny. I was thinking that too, because that is one of my failings. I have a hard time sitting down and reading an entire book. I read parts of books. I read a lot. Yep.
Were you a reader before?
No, that's what I'm saying. I really wasn't, because I would always say I'm busy, I'm distracted, I got this other stuff to do. When do I have time to sit down and read a book? But you're right, man. Now, and I thought of that exact same thing the other day that I won't be able to really go to the library to get that book. And I returned my books the other day, and I didn't have to because they don't find me anymore, as we talked about that too.
Right.
You know, so It's crazy.
It is. It's the I don't think it's the end of the world as we know it, but we can certainly think of it as the end of the world as we know it, and I think we can prepare like, you know, we've got to do this, or, and if we don't do it, it's going to be the end of the world as we know it. And but yeah, it's going to be a fascinating couple of weeks. I mean, if you talk about disruption, and you can't disrupt any more than we are disrupting right now.
Dave, you were talking about the virus and the contracting it and all that stuff. I just wanted to put a caveat onto our interview here that you do not teach immunology at the state university system, right?
I do not. I do not oppose. I am not an expert. I have been on Facebook, but I am not an expert. I don't know. I mean, I shouldn't say this. I know enough about it to know that salt water, gargling with salt water, will not kill the virus. I don't know if you saw that one.
Oh, no.
I don't think it's a Republican conspiracy or a Democratic conspiracy, but then I don't really know. I don't have firsthand knowledge, so how can I say? I mean, it could be that the Democrats have thought, you know, we ought to do this election year. We should get something to keep people home. No, I mean, I think all the stuff that's coming out, I mean, could it be that somebody was trying to create a chemical or a biological weapon and it backfired? Yeah, I mean, it could be. I mean, it's a great theory. I mean, it's so much more interesting than the idea that it came from bats, although the fact that it came from bats, that's not a bad origin story either.
Well, just in my own personal living space, I just hope it isn't coming from ants. We've had a few ants lately.
Well, it's a sign of spring. It's a sign of spring.
No, you're right. And I do hope that people don't know this for sure, but there's a lot of history that would indicate. And again, I do not, I'm not an immunologist myself, but with the warmer weather, it would slow the transmission of this virus. And hopefully that is the case. And if that is the case, maybe we're lucking out that it will be getting warmer sooner rather than later.
Yeah, I sure hope so. I mean, the reality of this is that there are so many people who are going to take such a beating. And you know, you see, again, the posts that drive me nuts. You know, a lot more people will be ruined financially than will actually get sick. Or, you know, whatever that thing is. And it's like, well, you know, that's fine if it's not your grandmother who dies. But, you know, we got to look at our priorities. And, you know, there are certainly, you know, the priority is life. And then the next priority, and it's not that far off, is security. And there are a lot of people with limited security because of financial situations. And I think there are going to be a lot of people, restaurants, restaurant owners, servers, people who are employed by companies that are going to be basically laid off, comedians, obviously, other entertainers. There are going to be a lot of people, and I know that I'm missing a ton of other stuff. There are going to be a ton of people who are going to take a hit. And getting back to the point that I had about all the fundraisers that have been canceled, I have, let's say, just real quick numbers that I have not given any thought to until just now. If I have 10 fundraisers and they, let's say, average, they don't always make $5,000 each, but you know, a lot of fundraisers that I do make $5,000, and some make $10,000, and some make $20,000. And you know, if I lose 10 shows, I think I've lost more than that. I don't know how many are fundraising or others, but those are charities that aren't selling $60,000, and those are all, and I should say charities. They're good causes. You know, sometimes it's you know, a baseball travel team that wants to put together a comedy show. Sometimes it's I do something for end of the year celebration, or the Rotary Club, or the Plastow Lions is one that got canceled, and they basically contribute to a bunch of things. Yeah. But those groups, hopefully we'll postpone them, and hopefully we'll raise the money in June. But the way things are going, you just got to hope that it gets – we basically got to hope that we all get well soon.
Yeah. Well, I'm thinking too, Dave, on our, again, not being an immunologist, but I'm thinking that once we ramp up the testing, which hasn't been really started yet, numbers will go up. But I'm hoping that we're looking at 4 weeks here, one of these deals kind of a thing. I'm an optimistic, you know.
I am too, but last week I was looking at 7 to 10 days.
Yes. Yeah.
Then it was 2 weeks. Then it was the end of March, the beginning of April, and now it's just who knows when. And hopefully it'll be April 17th. Maybe they'll even roll it back and say, you know, we're doing okay. We'll open a week early. But in the meantime, we don't have a choice. So what we want to do is basically hunker down, find some things to do. Work remotely if we can, and stay away from the people that we love unless they live with us.
Okay, you know there's a line there, but I will stop at that note, Dave. And
what are you saying?
I don't know. No, yeah. Yes.
Yeah. I didn't say anything.
Okay. No, I'm kidding you. All right. Dave, always good talking with you. I mean, with all of that, there is some common sense in what you're saying. I get that. And we always enjoy having you with us. And we'll keep our fingers crossed for everybody, stay safe and socially distanced. Don't get any closer than – you know, Dave, I actually came up with a line the other – I think, you and I go back a number of years, and you remember long-distance calls and local calls?
Oh, yeah.
I'm saying don't take any local calls. Make sure they're all long-distance calls and none of them from China or from Italy. Again, I'm not an immunologist. It just seems to be common sense to me. No local calls. Make sure they're long-distance calls.
You know something? I was out for a walk the other day, and I'm walking, and I was coming by a friend's house, and I knocked on the door. And they had just come in from the Netherlands, where they had she had buried her dad, and she hugged me, and I didn't think about it at all. And then I said, you know, you really can't do that now that you're back in America. And she said, I'm a hugger. And I thought to myself, yeah, life is going to be really bad for the huggers.
All right. Well, on that note, if you know huggers, you know, just get them out of your life, right? You know, do it. At least for 30 to 60 days is what is our recommendation here on this program. All right.
Yeah, and none of that handshaking.
Yeah, absolutely.
Shaking.
That's over with. All right, Dave Radigan. Thank you for joining us. Yep, Dave Radigan with us on Connections.
Thank you, Jim. Thank you, gentlemen. I think it's okay to hug a tree, but I think we should stop at that and try to have some humor with this. And certainly for those who are affected financially, God, I wish you well and hope this thing clears up and the federal government steps up and takes care of things as it's supposed to do. I know that there are those who are against social programs, and yet here we are. And people are willing to work, but when the government says you can't work, you're not allowed to work, what do you do? Oh, boy. Anyway, thank you for being with us this day. My thanks to Bill Newell, to Josh Arnold, of course, Dave Radigan, and also to the Gloucester Mayor, Safathia Romeo Taken, for explaining things today as she did so passionately. We'll be back with Connections on Thursday. The Salem Mayor, Kim Gould, should be our guest halfway through the program. When we're live, 10 to 11, it'll be at 10:30, of course. Along with some other guests. In the meantime, please be safe. Do the smart thing. Pay attention to what we're supposed to do here. Check on your neighbor, but let's help each other out here. So on behalf of Bill, Josh, producer and engineer Bill Proposky, and of course for Tim Kearns, I'm Rick Moore. Hope it's a decent St. Patrick's Day for you. Viva San Giuseppe, St. Joseph's Day coming up in a couple of days. And be safe, everybody.